This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. Oh, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two-time Super Bowl champion Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quarterbacks of that's been out, you know, with some injuries, but from what we understand, he's supposed to be back this next season, assuming COVID allows football to happen again, which I hope it does. But Big Ben, as we know him, had opened up very bravely about his past alcohol issues and porn issues. And, you know, porn is a topic that I keep hearing about because a lot of people are concerned that they may have an addiction to it. And I think porn addiction is probably one of the most underdiagnosed addictions out there. And so I figured we might as well talk about it a little bit, okay? Because just like with anything else, whether it's meth, whether it's cocaine, whether it's alcohol, whether it's gambling, you know, if porn seems to be your go-to to cheer you up or to when you're bored and you have issues stopping it, you might be addicted. So, Big Ben, just to quickly talk about that, I think there was this virtual conference called Man Up Pittsburgh. And I believe it was a Christian male-focused sort of webinar where, you know, he was talking about his past struggles and how being married to his wife, Ashley, and his kids, Bodie, and I forget his other two kids' names, really, really cute kids, LFB names, you know, how he cited, you know, his wife and their marriage and the kids brought him back to his faith, and he was rebaptized a few years ago. And, you know, he talked about his prior addiction. Apparently, a couple years or a few years prior to that, I think 2009, 2010, there were some sexual assault charges that I don't think went anywhere. But he had struggles. He had a past, struggled, found faith. And interesting story, and very brave for him to open up about it. And whenever we have a celebrity or a sports figure come out and bring up something that a lot of people are bringing up or seem to be challenged with or struggling with, then the conversation is all over the news. So now you hear, you know, porn addiction, porn, Stormy Daniels. Apparently there was a little run-in he had with Stormy Daniels where she said that, you know, he wanted to force a kiss on her and things like that. So we'll see what comes up with that, but either way, very, very hot topic. So what constitutes porn addiction? How do you know if you're addicted to porn? Okay, well, there's no set numbers. You know, I've been asked by listeners and my people emailing, you know, going, look, you know, my husband looks at porn every day. And I'm like, well, how many times a day? Oh, I think he looks at it every night. Well, does once a night mean porn addiction? Does 5 times a day? Does 20 times a day? I don't believe the experts got together. Maybe it's because they were busy watching porn. I don't know. So I don't think we've gotten some sort of a consensus on how many times a day looking at porn. I mean, you know, somebody could watch a Game of Thrones and say, okay, I just saw 5 sex scenes in an hour. Is that 5 times I've seen porn, or is that one time because I sat down to watch a show on Netflix or whatever, and or HBO or whatever, and, you know, this is what I saw. In terms of the numbers, they say 40 million adults visit porn sites every single day. 1 in 5 internet searches is for porn. It's not Facebook. It's not Googling. It's not math. My guess is when my kids go, Mom, I need a computer in my room so I could look up Cox postulates for science class. I mean, are they really looking up science? Are they really Googling scientific terms, you know? So it's a common thing. They say 20% of men admit to looking at porn at work. Only 20%? My guess is it would be higher than that. Women look at porn too. You know, women think, you know, we'll find the same sort of excitement from porn that a guy does, but a lot of the studies look at men. Because, you know, men admit it. But they say, this is a very interesting topic, because Big Ben brought this up. If you are happily married, you're 61% less likely to look at porn. Now, I don't know about that, because all my guy friends who seem happily married and have been married for years, you know, husband included, they look at porn. Don't look at that statistic as, oh my gosh, my marriage is in trouble. However, porn addiction can put your marriage in trouble. So if you are having any of the following, you can't be turned on by your partner. You need porn to turn you on. I know, I'm screwed. My husband, trust me. Hi. Anyway, they say that's a factor, that if you need porn to be able to sleep with your wife. Okay, well, that's one on in our corner. Number two, if you are starting to lose your job or having issues with your marriage because porn is getting in the way, if your wife says, we're going to go visit my family, and there's no computer up at the cabin, and you start to go into a depression, not because you're seeing the in-laws, which is a very, very healthy, natural response, but you're getting depressed because you can't access porn, you might be addicted. So there's these sort of, you know, parameters that we look at if you compulsively masturbate. Now, masturbating, we don't really have we don't really have, by the way, we're changing the name of that too, to primary. We'll talk about that in a little bit also. But, nobody really has a number on how many times a day you could do that without it being excessive. But unfortunately, we do have people that do it multiple times a day. They start to chafe. They have issues in the bedroom. And yeah, then if it's interfering with your everyday life, it's a problem. If you're bored, if you're sad, and you need porn to get you out of that mood, you might be addicted. And the porn hits the same pleasure centers in the brain as alcohol or drugs or winning at gambling, or for some people who shop. I've never understood how anybody could be addicted to shopping, but people can be. I hate shopping. I just can't stand it. But chocolate, I get. Chocolate hits those reward centers, and I just want more chocolate. So, if you do believe that you are addicted to porn, don't be embarrassed about it. Know that you are probably one of millions. Talk to your provider. There's therapy out there. There's certain distraction techniques, and there's a lot of things that we could do. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And Jason, I'm sorry, both you guys. I love you guys. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know it's a random event. Hallelujah. All right. Lots of guys working the dials. Love it. Love it. Okay, so this headline stirred a bunch of controversy and debate. And I think we medical experts need to kind of come out and be really, really honest about masks and what we're doing here. So mask mandates are now in effect, I believe, in the state of Oregon, in California, Nevada, is going to be considering it. I think Governor Steve Sisolak is going to be coming out talking about masks. I was on KTNV last night with Joe Bartels discussing about the mask mandates that the Culinary Union wants customers to have if they're going to have to work among hundreds and thousands of people every hour. You know, Culinary Union workers want to have some sort of protection, and they want people wearing a mask, which I support. I think that, and I'll talk about that. However, we have some frank discussions that really need to happen with this, with these masks. That really, you're hearing bits and pieces, and everybody's trying to play it safe, and everybody's trying to, you know, do the right thing. And then you hear that in a county in Oregon, and we don't know if more counties are going to do this, the New York Post reported yesterday, I believe, that masks are mandated. However, in the county, I believe it's Lincoln County, they will exempt non-whites from wearing the mask. Quote, non-whites from wearing the mask. So you have a mask mandate to protect others from infectious disease, and then you take a community and exempt them from masks in order to protect them, which can actually put them at more risk. So where did this come from? Well, where it came from is there were officials who felt that if you had, quote-unquote, non-white citizens or residents in a mask, it could profile them. It could racially profile them, or they could be harassed. They could be harassed for wearing the mask. They could be harassed for looking like somebody who racially profiled as somebody who might commit a crime. And so they felt that if you were non-white, the mask would put you at more danger because of racial injustice. So they made that exemption. Now, as a doctor, if I'm being told that I'm supposed to encourage everybody to wear a mask so that they don't spread disease among their communities, then what are you asking doctors now to say? So if you are taking a quote-unquote non-white community and telling them that they don't have to wear a mask, but you want the white community to wear masks, are you basically favoring the white community? Are you putting the non-white community at risk? Because if they're among other people who aren't wearing masks, then they can spread disease. And so when we say we're going to protect and we're going to progress and we're going to do away with racism and discrimination, many times a lot of these moves are discriminatory themselves. So if you have people in a community who are not white and they were kind of looking forward to living in an area where people were wearing masks, you just did them in. And I understand the officials did that because they were concerned about racial profiling and stereotyping and harassment, but now you just subjected a demographic, a race, the color of someone's skin to being exposed to disease. Now, many people that debate this say, well, the masks don't do anything, so they're going to be fine. Well, then if the masks don't do anything, then why are we doing mandates? We need to pick a side here. Either the masks work or they don't. But if you take a community and say, based on your skin color, you don't have to wear a mask and you have to be exposed to others without masks, but you get to wear the mask, you just, that's not how infectious disease works. Okay, if an infectious disease wants to infect you, they're going to find a way in. And we've already seen that this virus, this COVID-19 virus, it'll get into your eyes if it wants to. You know, it'll try to get in any way it can. And so, you know, there was a discussion or one study was looking at masks versus facial shields. And they were saying the facial shield probably does more than the mask. Then there was another study that came out a few days ago showing that when somebody sneezes or coughs in a mask, it still gets everywhere. However, I am of the belief that it still provides a barrier. So if you do have workers that are now, rehired to come back, and work in an arena where there are going to be thousands of people in front of them, and they want some sort of a barrier, I don't think that's too much to ask. But if we start to have the discussion that these masks could actually put people more at risk for being profiled and for violence, and so we need to, based on your race, decide who wears a mask and who doesn't, the virus doesn't give a damn about race. And why are you going to start a mandate and implement a mandate if you're going to have certain communities, quote-unquote, unprotected based on their skin color? And so I think what officials are starting to realize is you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Whenever you try to make a move that is supposed to be progressive and supposed to be anti-discrimination and anti-segregation, you actually start to do that. I mean, a move like this was probably one of the most racist things I've seen and one of the most dangerous things, because I've been telling you guys, and most medical professionals have been telling you guys, that this is disproportionately affecting your African American males. That we are seeing more and more black men die of COVID than those of other races. And then we're being told that a county is saying, no, if you're black, you don't have to wear the mask. I thought we're trying to protect all Americans. I thought we wanted to give the same protection to anybody despite their race, and now you're saying no, you know, based on your color, it'll depend on if you need to wear a mask or not. Where did that come from? I believe the CDC has been under fire because they didn't early on tell the country that African Americans were more at risk than other races. We don't know why that happens. We don't know if it has to do with blood pressure. We don't know if it has to do with ACE receptors. We're looking at the genetic makeup. But again, there's been a big push to say all, you know, people are made equal. All people are biologically equal. And, you know, in science, we all have different makeups. So is it our genes? Is it our heart muscle? Is it our lung linings? What makes, you know, us, what makes us differ in terms of seeing such a large a population of non-white individuals get affected? So we need to figure that out, and we need to be open about it, and we need to, you know, we, in the fear of appearing racist, we are being racist. All right? If you have a group of individuals that are dying more than white individuals, you better figure that out, because if you don't, that's racist. So I'm not sure what Oregon, this one Oregon county, it's one Oregon county, but we don't know if the rest of the state's going to follow suit. We don't know if Nevada's going to follow suit or California's going to follow suit. But if there is, let's say, a fear that there is going to be more, shall we say, violence, right, because of people wearing masks, then maybe we do need to rethink the masks. I mean, you know, are the masks that protective? I think the masks provide a barrier, but are they 100%? No. Are people touching their face? Yes. Are people sucking on their mask? A lot of you guys suck on your mask. Yeah, I've done it. I've noticed that my mask, especially when I talk, you know, because when I talk, I have this really, really pretty, thin, soft one, and I love the way it feels on my face. It's not protective. It's not like this. See, I'm tired of wearing this. This scratches my face. So I have one that's really, really soft and silky and smooth and all that. It almost feels like, you know, underwear, but it's clean. But the problem with that is it's not protective. So, yeah, we're wearing the face coverings, but if it's getting wet because we have it in our mouth, or we're, you know, chewing gum and we're blowing bubbles and getting bubble gum on it, is that really protecting others? So in Nevada, Nevada's going to be making a decision probably in the next few hours on if they're going to mandate masks and how they want to protect, you know, people working the resort corridor or the strip, because those workers are going to be exposed to, you know, not only Nevadans, but Californians, Arizonas, places with, you know, spike cases, and then of course international, you know, tourists. But when you take a mandate and then you choose who follows it based on race, you need to figure out who you're hurting. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
Well, this is ridiculous, Ed. This is an insult to the effort that we've led. I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Tuesday that the severity of coronavirus outbreaks in several states will be determined in the next few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump has successfully appointed 200 federal judges in 3+ years. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Corey Wilson for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Wilson is a state court judge in Mississippi. Republicans are calling him a conservative pick. Meanwhile, Democrats are accusing Wilson of being overly partisan and question his record on civil rights. A Democratic state senator in Wisconsin was attacked by protesters near the state capitol in Madison as demonstrations turned violent. State Senator Tim Carpenter told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he was on his way back to work late Tuesday when he stopped to take photos of the protesters. Carpenter was then punched 5 or 6 times. He says his eyesight is blurry and has a sore neck and may also have a concussion. No arrests have been made as a result of the assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. That's Kevin Bassay singing. I know. He has such a beautiful voice. I know. It's a stressful time. I've been getting lots of messages and emails, and Richard, I love you. Richard's out there. Still unemployment, not paying. We're hearing it's cluster after cluster. In my neck of the woods, for those of you who listen, and I'm grateful that you guys listen, I live in Southern Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a lot of kind of drama coming our way as schools are unveiling their plan. A lot of us have seen the plan on how schools are going to reopen and how much it's going to cost and how realistic that might look. We're going to try and talk about that. It's not, the plan hasn't been officially revealed, but it's already been leaked. So we're all looking at it going, oh boy. So it's been a stressful time. So thank you, Kevin Bassett, for your beautiful voice. And it's always good to kind of, we need to though add extra music. We're going to get some more music because I think music really helps kind of set the mood. So, all right. A lot of panic on if we're going to reclose again. So you're seeing articles of how all these cases have surged. All these positivity rates are going up. I'm not seeing any positivity, right? All I've seen is negativity. All I've seen is people complaining and griping and constipated and not sleeping. But the percent positivity rate is something you're going to see in the news and hear about pretty frequently. And so I was on KTNV News 13 Local with Joe Bartels talking about this last night on exactly what that means. And people are wondering if that's going to be the barometer used by state officials wherever you live, whether it's Texas, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, California, Arizona, on reclosing the state. So what this percent positivity means is, let's say you have 100 people that go, I want to take the test. I want to take the COVID test. And they're like, hey, let's all take the COVID test. Right? And then we'll go out for beers if it's open, if bars are open. So you take those 100 and you give them the COVID test. Okay? Those 100 people decide to take the test, and let's say on Monday, 20 of them are positive. Okay? Let's say later Friday, another 100 people want to take the test. Like, yeah, we want to take the test too. So they take the test, and 40 show up positive. The percent of positive tests being taken rose. It rose from 20 to 40. Jumped 100%. Okay, that's how the numbers work. But, which is significant, that, wow, you now have more people testing positive. But we need to kind of go back and look at that group of 100 people, theoretically. Are these 100 people saying, you want to know what? I heard somebody got exposed at work. I want to go back to work and not be waiting 14 days. Get me the test so I could show I'm good. So are those 100 people healthy people? Are those 100 people having a cold? Are those healthy people having fever? Are those healthy people having full-blown pneumonia? We don't know. So the positivity value is important. It's significant in science and medicine, but it cannot steer our decision by itself. You kind of need a whole captain crew if we're going to talk fishing and boats, which are not very, very good, because I know you got the stern and the bow, and you got port side, and then you got the other side. My husband's going to kill me. He's told me you got port starboard side. Okay, I know it. My husband's taught me how to fish and sail and all sorts of stuff, and if I mess this up, he's going to be like, what? He's going to go back and look at porn. So I got to make sure I keep my husband, okay? Keep my husband, because I could talk ship and sailing terms with the best of them. Okay, if that's what turns them on, great. So, let's go back. So, percent positivity. So, the next question you have is, well, who were those 100 people that got to get a test? So, this is our hypothetical group. Was it somebody in the epicenter of being sick? Or was it people in the suburb where there was a testing center that opened up? And that testing center allowed people to drive up, you know, in their cars and go and get tested. So, if you live in a... There's now starting to be far and few between. I'm seeing that in Arizona with my patients on telemedicine, that in Arizona it's getting harder to get tested. Then when I hear the positivity rate or the percent of positivity, I can't take it as completely accurate, because there's a lot of people that I am seeing on the phone and talking to on the phone or seeing virtually who appear to have COVID, but they can't go get the test. So when somebody says our percent positivity is dropping, I'm like, but did you test, you know, Arthur and Julie and Lisa and all those people? When I come to find out, no, they really didn't get tested. They just stayed home. Now what are we doing? So your percent positivity is based on who decides to go and get tested. Are they sick people? Are they non-sick people? Are they testing random healthy people that, heard somebody got exposed at work, they want to make sure they're clear? Or, and it also depends on how many tests they actually have and how many people they're testing. So that's not going to be the only barometer used. Just because you guys are seeing that percent positivity rise, it is something that was used to decide reopening. Like, it had to be under 10%. But I don't know if they're going to use that to close down, and I wouldn't recommend them using that to close down. What I would recommend a state official use if they have to decide to close down, and I hope to God we never have to close down again, is let's take a look at what's going on in the hospitals. Okay? If you have somebody with COVID, it's coughing and sneezing and having a fever, staying home and isolating, right? And we do not see rises in hospital cases, even though we are in multiple states. But there's still plenty of ICU beds. We're still available. We still have hospitalizations ready just in case we get an earthquake or a tsunami or a hurricane or any other disaster, God forbid mass shooting. We want to make sure that we have hospital beds available. But if we're slammed because of COVID, yeah, we're going to need to kind of, slow things down and, pump the brakes on stuff and figure out what's going on. But if we still have plenty of hospital beds, if we still have plenty of healthcare workers that are well and healthy, if we have the ability to contact trace, if we have the ability to find out, okay, this person has COVID, let's go and see everybody else that they've seen or been in contact with and test them, we have control. So the moral to this is, when you ask me if I think we're going to close down, are we in control of the situation? Now, some people are like, no, it's a mess, we're out of control. Are we in control? If your medical professionals are like, we got this. If your business owners are like, we got this, if we have somebody that tests positive, we have them stay home, we have everybody get tested or go in isolation, and we have plenty of staff that can cover, or we close down for a few days. If you have business owners that say they got this, if you have hospitals that say they got this, if you have contact tracers saying we got this, all right, if you have people that feel like the situation's in control, we don't have to panic about the percent positivity. Like I said, unfortunately, that's such a variable and it's so dependent on so many other sources that we can't just take that number as it is. But it is an important factor. If we're noticing that you have, let's say, 100 people with coughs and colds, then 90% of them are showing up positive for COVID, that's telling you that it's pretty significant and it's really in the area. Now, what are we hearing about in terms of its infectivity? Okay, well, as we see more healthy people test and as we see more healthy people show up positive, we're noticing that a lot of the mortality rate or the morbidity rate of it is starting to go down. However, what has been surprising is how many people still show up positive. When you look at George Floyd, may he rest in peace, he was positive April 3rd, and then he was also positive 6 weeks later. We're talking the acute antigen test. He was also positive 6-7 weeks later when he had his autopsy. So then you also wonder, is the percent positivity going up? Because if you had it once, it might still fester or reactivate and cause you to have it again. So the one thing I'm looking at as a medical professional is, are we seeing a spike in cases because people are having it a second time? Or are people's primary coming up, reactivating? How do you figure that out? Well, we do the antibody test. If they have old antibodies and then they also have antigens, well, then that tells us they've had it twice. You have the antibody test, which is the old. You have the antigen test, which is the new. If you show a positive for both, then we know you're having a reactivation. We figure that out. We use those numbers, and then we can go from there. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
We're back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We still have a lot to talk about. I believe Bill Cosby's case is going to be appealed. We're going to talk about that with his sexual assault case. We're also going to discuss how apparently our police officers are seeming to struggle to be able to go and get a cup of coffee without somebody trying to spike it or do something to it. And, you know, coming from Vegas where we had, you know, two officers shot while trying to eat lunch, you know, I don't think we realize the perils of those in law enforcement and how they're unable to get something to eat or drink without being at risk. And this latest assault had to deal with a tampon. So we're going to be talking about that. But we do have some breaking news, and I apologize that I'm doing a lot of video today because, unfortunately, there's a lot of stories, but these are breaking, and some of these are important. So how many of you are thinking about going to New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut anytime soon? If you do, you better plan on a 14-day quarantine, because if you don't, you're going to have to be paying thousands of dollars. These states have now implemented mandatory quarantines. I know some of you guys still have to get rid of stuff out of your kids' dorms, or you got family out there, or and we don't have all the details on how this is going to work out. But apparently, some of these states that have had some momentum on controlling COVID cases don't want us from some of the states where we're having rising cases. This whole idea of we're a republic and united, one nation under God, and oh no, man, now the states are every man for themselves. And I have to admit, I mean, they're not the first ones to do it. I think Montana did something like this. I, you know, when things were bad and they were trying to, you know, protect their state, I mean, you know, their state comes first. So now here we are divided again. And we might have to shell out some money. So the quarantine affects those of us coming from Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. Now, I find that very interesting because Nevada has more cases and California has more cases. But, you know, maybe they know that I have business to do in New York. So, like, wait a second, let Dr. Dolly do what you need to. I need to go there in October because the conference was canceled in June. And I got my tickets all set up, and I love my trips to New York. I love New York. So I really want to be able to go to the city. But for now, if you're an Alabaman, if you're in Arkansas, if you're an Arizonian, if you're a Floridan, if you're a North Carolinian, if you're a South Carolinian, if you're a Washington, if you're a Utah in Texas, yeah, Utah's having some issues. We'll talk about that too. You need to be quarantined. And a person caught breaking the quarantine for 14 days, you go there, you need to be in quarantine 14 days. Any person caught breaking the quarantine, $2,000 first time. Second time, $5,000. Governor Cuomo isn't messing around. He said if he thinks you purposely tried to infect somebody or quote unquote caused harm, $10,000. So what they're telling us is they don't want us there. New York is saying don't spread the news here, okay? You stay. This is for us. This is for our people. New Jersey, same thing. Connecticut, back it off. Now, in their defense, all right, they've had some of the highest numbers of cases. Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, okay, they just went through a poop storm. They just went through one of the biggest poop storms they've ever had. They have people fleeing, you know, their states, wanting to pay less in property taxes, especially New York City. They're like, we're out of here because we can't reopen. So they're trying to reopen, and the last thing they want is to become another Florida or Arizona or Texas or whoever having these issues. And people are leaving. People are fleeing. I'm being told I interviewed somebody who's in Rhode Island who said they have a nice, quiet community, and people from Texas, they're seeing Texas license plates up there, and they're like, what the hell are you doing here? They're like, well, we're trying to flee COVID. And they're like, well, don't be bringing that stuff up here. So all of a sudden, we don't really have a lot of camaraderie, do we? We don't really have this, you know, human affection for other humans. I look at what's happened over the last few months as being one of the most anti-human, most discriminatory, most segregating, most divisive sort of behavior that you know, and again, I wasn't around in the 60s, so my guess is it was very obviously prominent then. But to see people get to be chosen based on if they're essential or non-essential, you get to work, you don't, and you go to jail. If I see you try to work, or if you, I mean, you know, starting to see these, you know, demarcation, these delineations. And then, you know, now if you're in, you know, from Arizona, you got that scarlet letter A on your chest. You're not coming to New York. And you're like, but I'm an Arizonan, you know, go Cardinals, you know, I haven't made fun of Eli Manning in years. Doesn't matter. You're not coming to New York. So, what would this 14-day quarantine be? Well, my guess is you'd have to go, you know, it's your, so let's say you're traveling to New York City and your hotel is $500 a night. It's a great way to make money. You would have to stay in that hotel for 14 days at $500 a night, which is $7,000. That's my guess. Okay, I could be wrong. Apparently, this is going into effect in New York at midnight. I mean, we're talking like, so if you had a trip planned, this just came across my desk, so I don't know when anybody's going to get the memo, but if you had a trip planned, you better extend it by 14 days because you need to be in quarantine for those 14 days first. Now, my guess is, what do you do? Because a lot of people have business, my guess is, if you're going, you're going to be stuck in a hotel and you need to do everything virtually. So, I basically cancel your trip. Now, Nevada, one person brought that up to me the last couple days about Nevada. Our culinary union is a very, very powerful, very well dependent upon group of workers. The culinary union is probably one of the most powerful entities in the United States because they run Las Vegas. They are the ones that are there. You know, we could be all over the country going, yay, we're going to have a convention and party in Vegas, yay, yay. If you don't have healthy, safe workers manning those or womaning or whatever, standing at, you know, posting at the blackjack table or at the bar or serving drinks or entertaining, you don't have Vegas. Okay? You know, people have been asking me about the mask mandate. You know, is the mask mandate going to ruin tourism? Are people not going to want to come, you know, to Vegas because they have to wear a mask? I mean, it's about 109 degrees out here. My guess is the mask stinks. But that's not going to kill the casino or tourism industry. What's going to kill our industry are sick workers. You have people calling out sick, or you have people exposed. You can't staff robustly. So that's what's going to unfortunately kill the casino industry. Well, same thing with New York City, same thing with New York. You know, if they're starting to, with their own little microbiome or little micro community, figure this stuff out, and they're able to figure out, and they're like, look, those who have had it are better. We've got our hospitals, you know, in control. But, you know, tourism for them is a loss that they might be willing to take. Now, remember, I mean, New York is pretty self-sustaining. You know, Connecticut is pretty self-sustaining. New Jersey is pretty self-sustaining. Yeah, New York still needs international travel. They still need business, but they have one of the most populous states in the country. They're going to be fine. Us in Nevada, we're going to be in trouble. And so when I was asked the other day if Nevada should consider a quarantine for people coming in, I think from a health perspective, a health perspective, that would be nice. From a realistic economic perspective, I think it's going to kill us, just kill us. And, you know, we keep getting asked, well, which is more important, economy or health? You have a bad economy, you have bad health, okay? It's not, you know, they aren't mutually exclusive. You have people not working. You have people not making income. You have hospitals, right, going under. And I know people don't play a violin for hospitals, but you want that hospital to survive and you want that hospital to be fiscally sound. Those hospitals have to close down. That affects healthcare. And so they are very intertwined. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on this quarantine, but you better double check your travel arrangements. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.